Well, the fall swimming and diving season for the girls comes to a head this weekend with the Girls State Swimming and Diving Championships, which will be held at the Marshalltown YMCA, YWCA. Action gets underway tonight with the diving competition. Starts at 5 o'clock, and they'll finish up with the awards at the end of the night. And then Saturday afternoon, the swimming competition will be held. Now, among the local qualifiers, Atlantic has some individuals who will be participating and some relay teams participating this weekend, as Michaela Kickland will be participating in both the 50 freestyle and the 100-meter freestyle. The Atlantic team of McKenna Ewalt, Abby Brown, Madeline Kickland, and Michaela Kickland will be in the 200 freestyle relay event as well. And the 400 freestyle relay will include the team of McKenna Ewalt, Madeline Kickland, Cambry Miller, and Michaela Kickland. That's going on this weekend. Again, the swimming competition is Saturday afternoon in Marshalltown. Good luck to those local participants. Well, Indiana already gave number 1 Ohio State and number 6 Michigan State big challenges this season. With a third top 10 matchup in 6 weeks looming, the Hoosiers are focused on finishing the job with a signature victory. No, things won't get any easier Saturday when they host Iowa and its stingy defense. But after pushing the Buckeyes and the Spartans to the brink in October, Indiana's players are convinced that they're capable of playing with any team even after losing 4 straight. What they must do, though, is play 4 full quarters of good football. The Hawkeyes, meanwhile, are the clear favorite in the West Division and have a chance to sneak into the college football playoff picture if they can sweep their final 4 games of the season. We'll have that Iowa-Indiana game for you live tomorrow afternoon here on KJAN. Boy, it's a big Saturday of college football. A lot of great matchups this weekend. That Iowa-Indiana matchup comes your way at 12:30 Saturday afternoon. 2:30 is kickoff from Bloomington. Well, a new quarterback couldn't stop Baylor from keeping their perfect season intact. Jared Stidham looked great in his first start for the second-ranked Bears, throwing for 419 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 31-24 triumph at Kansas State. Stidham also ran for a touchdown in the Bears' first game since quarterback Seth Russell suffered a season-ending injury. Corey Coleman had 11 catches for 216 yards and a pair of touchdowns to help Baylor improve to 8-0 for only the second time in school history. The other top 25 game Thursday had Dak Prescott throwing for 4 touchdowns to lead number 24 Mississippi State to a 31-13 win at Missouri. Prescott went over the 10,000-yard plateau in total offense for his career as he completed 27 of his 40 passes for 303 yards, and he led the Bulldogs with 47 yards on 14 carries on the ground. Well, the Cincinnati Bengals are 8-0 for the first time in franchise history, following a dominant performance by Andy Dalton and some outstanding defense in the second half in a 31-10 win over Cleveland last night. Dalton was 21 of 27 for 234 yards and 3 touchdowns to Tyler Eifert. Dalton also was the lead blocker on Mohamed Sanu's reverse for a 25-yard TD in the fourth quarter. Cincinnati led just 14-10 at halftime before holding the Browns to 32 yards and 2 first downs the rest of the way. Johnny Manziel threw a first-half touchdown pass but finished just 15 of 33 for 168 yards. He also carried 4 times for 31 yards. Elsewhere in news around the NFL, nearly 60 years after their last NFL championship, the Detroit Lions are heading back to the drawing board once again. The Lions have fired President Tom LaWand and General Manager Martin Mayhew in a move announced by owner Martha Firestone Ford. LaWand was in his 20th season with the Lions and his 6th as the president. Mayhew became the team's general manager when the team fired Matt Millen early in the 2008 season. Sheldon White will be the team's acting general manager, reporting directly to Ford. Detroit is an NFC worst 1-7 this season, and they have a bye this week. The Pittsburgh Steelers signed veteran wide receiver and return specialist Jacoby Jones in hopes of giving their special teams a boost. The 31-year-old Jones was released by San Diego earlier this week after averaging 21.4 yards per kickoff return for the Chargers. The 2012 Pro Bowler has returned 5 kickoffs for touchdowns in his career. Seattle Seahawks wide receiver Ricardo Lockett has posted on Twitter and Instagram that he's been released from a Dallas hospital following surgery to stabilize ligaments in his neck. Lockett was injured Sunday in Seattle's 13-12 win over Dallas on a hit from Cowboys safety Jeff Heath during a punt return. Lockett was knocked out and laid motionless on the field for several minutes before he was strapped to a backboard and taken off the field. New York Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz has started running again and hopes to play this season. The 29-year-old Cruz ran on Thursday for the first time since aggravating a calf injury in late September. Cruz has not played in a game since he sustained a major knee injury in the sixth game of the 2014 season in Philadelphia. On to baseball now, we're in the first significant trade of the offseason. The Seattle Mariners have sent infielder Brad Miller, first baseman Logan Morrison, and pitcher Danny Farquhar to the Tampa Bay Rays for pitchers Nathan Carnes, C.J. Reifenhauser, and minor league outfielder Boog Powell. Morrison played in a career-high 146 games last season, hitting .225 with 17 homers. Miller was moved between the middle infield and outfield, playing in 144 games. Carnes likely jumps into Seattle's rotation after starting 26 games last season for the Rays, going 7-5 with a .367 earned run average while leading American League rookies in innings pitched and strikeouts. New York Mets pitcher Matt Harvey has won the National League Comeback Player of the Year Award, and Rangers designated hitter Prince Fielder has earned the AL honor. Returning from Tommy John surgery that caused him to miss the 2014 season, Harvey was 13-8 with a .271 earned run average in 29 starts to help New York reach the World Series for the first time since 2000. Fielder hit .305 with 23 homers and 98 RBIs for Texas, which won the AL West for the first time since 2011. He played in 42 games in 2014 when his season ended in mid-May because of a herniated disc that needed surgery. Mets outfielder Curtis Granderson has had surgery on a ligament in his left thumb. The club says he was hurt while stealing a base in Game 3 against the Cubs in the National League Championship Series. Granderson hit .250 with 3 homers and 5 RBIs in the 5-game loss to Kansas City. The World Series champion Kansas City Royals have exercised their $8 million option on All-Star closer Wade Davis and a $5.25 million option on All-Star shortstop Alcides Escobar, but they declined a $3 million option on outfielder Johnny Gomes. Davis took over as the closer when Greg Holland required Tommy John surgery late in the season. He wound up saving 4 games in the playoffs and recorded the final out in the 12th inning of Game 5 against the New York Mets to wrap up the World Series. Escobar, a Gold Glove finalist, was MVP of the AL Championship Series. In racing news, Matt Kenseth's 2-race suspension will stand. The driver lost appeals hearings in front of the National Motorsports Appeals Panel and the panel's final appeals officer. Kenseth will miss upcoming races at Texas and Phoenix before he's eligible to return for the November 22nd season finale at Homestead Miami Speedway. Kenseth was punished for intentionally wrecking Joey Logano over the weekend during the race at Martinsville. NASCAR says it punished Kenseth harshly because his decision to wreck Logano altered the outcome of a race, and that is never supposed to happen. Kenseth maintains he was exacting retribution after Logano wrecked him 3 races earlier, damaging his chances to advance in NASCAR's playoffs. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislaw at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.